All right. Good evening, everybody. The theme that I just wanted to discuss briefly tonight is the concept of promises. The Sefer Bereishis ends with promises. Yosef makes the Jewish people promise that when God will deliver on his promise, that the Jews would take Yosef's bones. One of the most remarkable things I think about the story of the way the Jewish people left Egypt is, and I guess we'll have to ask Isaac about this, you know, for his take. But if you're in charge of leading, you know, millions of people, the way that Moshe or Isaac is, so, you know, it's very difficult to think about every last detail, right? I mean, Moshe was doing something that was unprecedented in human history in terms of taking millions of human beings and taking them out of bondage and into freedom. It hadn't ever happened before. It hasn't really happened that way since. And the Torah says something just absolutely remarkable in the beginning of Parshas Bishalach, which is, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo, ki hashpeya hishpeya es bnei Yisrael imor pakod yifkod elokim eschem v'halisem es atzmosai mizei itchem. In other words, Moshe, with everything that was going on, said, well, look, we made a promise to Yosef, and we've got to take the bones. Now, there's no reason somebody else couldn't have done this. I mean, there are all kinds of midrashic interpretations, like the Yosef's bones are at the bottom of the Nile River, so only Moshe could get them, but that's not the pshat. The pshat is that Moshe was the one who said, hey, we made a promise to Yosef, we have to do this. And I think that's, in so many ways, is a statement of what true leadership is about. Because, you know, people have, there's all kinds of jargon. There's probably 4 million books published a year in the United States of America about leadership, you know, like the 7 qualities that make a great leader. So it's kind of highfalutin stuff. But I think in this one pasuk, you know, the Torah basically gives us the essence of what true leadership is caring about things, keeping your promises, and so to speak, worrying about the details, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, in the midst of the most dramatic moment in Jewish history, in world history, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is concerned about keeping the promise that the Jewish people made to Yosef. Vayikach Moshe etzatzmos Yosef imo. He personally took them. Not a single other member of the Jewish people either remembered, or even if they remembered, they actualized it. And I think this is the essence of who Moshe Rabbeinu is. It wasn't something fancy, and it wasn't something super mystical. It was just that he remembered to keep his promises. They had passed down a tradition.
But he was not part of the tradition.
Well, okay, that's an interesting question. When was Moshe handed over? So that the Torah says, Vayigdal Moshe. It actually uses the term Vayigdal, not Vayigamal. Vayigamal would mean he was nursed, he was 2 or 3 years old. Vayigdal Hayeled, Vatevi'ehu Labas Paro. Rashi says that he was at his full height. So I can't tell you exactly how old he was. He was 8, 9, 10 years old, somewhere in that range. But certainly old enough to know about this. Right, so the daughter. Right, so just to review the storyline, Paro's daughter comes along and discovers him, and then Miriam, right, the sister, comes running over, and she says to Bas Paro, Paro's daughter, she says, somebody's going to need to nurse this baby, and Bas Paro hasn't just given birth, so she can't do it, and Miriam wisely says, maybe we can find one of the Jewish women to do it, and in fact, she brings, the Torah says, Moshe back to his mother. So Moshe has those years with his mother, and that imprinted a very deep Jewish identity on him. Now, that doesn't mean that he wasn't impacted by being raised from the age of 10 on in an Egyptian household. Like, for example, when Yisro's daughters see him, they say, Ish Mitzri hitzilanu miyad haroim, we were saved by an Egyptian. But at the same time, what the Torah says that Moshe went out to see his Hebrew brothers, and he carried that dual identity with him. So old enough for sure to know about this promise. And the remarkable thing is that Moshe, of all the Jewish people, is the one that keeps this promise. And Chazal say this, a very beautiful comment, that because Moshe took such good care of Yosef in the sense of chesed shel emes, God felt a personal obligation to Moshe. And at the very end of the Torah, it says, "Vayikbor oso bagai mul beis peor," that God personally buried Moshe. And the rabbi says God felt that Moshe deserved it. If Moshe took care of Yosef all those years in the desert, always making sure that Yosef was given the proper respect in terms of reaching the eventual destination of burial in the land of Israel, then Moshe deserved the ultimate respect. And God says, I want to do it myself. Moshe took this upon himself. I want to do this myself for Moshe. He was so loyal to Yosef. Vayikach Moshe, that's Moshe Yosef Imo. Leadership, I suppose, is about honesty, caring about the details, and in the end, making good on your word. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Amretz, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zachos Yisrael, Levika Achir, Olam Tarmitzvah, Shenemar, Anecha Veitz, Man Tzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadir, Kaddish Terabanan.